You're listening to the Exhibit Report Podcast, episode number 5. The Exhibit Report Podcast is your source for insights, tips, and ideas on how to increase revenue by marketing your business in live events. Events like home and garden shows, boat shows, RV shows, outdoor events, and much more. I'm your host, Gary Neidert. Welcome to today's episode, Follow Up Now. Here's what we'll cover today. What research reveals about following up at live events. What complaints attendees had about exhibitors. Ideas to help with follow-up. And I've got some bonus information for you. Well, who am I? Again, I'm Gary Neidert, and since 1992, I've worked with home improvement companies, helping them to market their business in live events, specifically the Home and Garden shows here in Texas, the Dallas Home and Garden Show, the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show. We also do shows in Houston, Texas Home and Garden Show Houston, and we also do a show at Las Colinas, the Texas Home and Garden Show, Las Colinas. Been married for over 22 years. I've got one daughter, and she is a social media rock star. I mean, she is a rock star. Very, very proud of her. She works for a major nonprofit organization based in Dallas and works with not only from their national organization based in Dallas, but all their different chapters across the nation. I'm a grandfather. I've got a grandson who's about 4.5 years old and a granddaughter who is in December will be 2 years old. And last night I got to see my grandson's first T-ball game. And he's going to be an aggressive player in whatever he does. So it's very fun to watch him play the game and just to be at the game and see all the families and join their kids and grandkids there. So that was a really, really fun experience for my wife and I. I'm a podcaster. Some of my hobbies, I like to read about marketing. I like to develop YouTube videos, and I'm in the process very slowly, but in the process of fixing up a Honda Trail 90, which was my dad's many years ago, trying to get it fixed up where I can get it back on the road and get it running again. My background, when I was in college, I enjoyed getting junk mail or direct mail. And since then, I've been a student of direct response marketing. I've applied the marketing principles to selling exhibit space, as well as working with clients as they exhibit in home and garden shows. Why I'm doing this podcast, I want to be able to inspire, I want to encourage you to go beyond the comfort zone and achieve more success. We'll both be out of the comfort zone together because this just doing this podcast takes me a little bit out of my comfort zone. So I'm willing to do that in order to be of help to anyone who would listen to this and be able to get some good ideas. Want to be able to inform, give you some good ideas and tips about marketing your business and live events, along with some general marketing tips. I want to teach what I've learned with the marketing ideas, exhibiting, and the entertainment value. Sometimes there will be some bad jokes, as my daughter and son-in-law calls them, Garyisms. And my wife and I were talking about that last night. Sometimes they just sneak up on you and you don't realize it's a Garyism until you're too deep into it to realize. So that's a little bit about who I am and why I'm doing this. So let's just get right on to the meat and the potatoes of what we're going to be talking about today, which is follow-up now. Follow-up is a major part of exhibiting in live events. I've watched over the years how people will gather leads. They'll go to a show. They'll pay a lot of money to be there. They'll get the leads. They'll set appointments, but they'll be lack in following up on those leads. And really, that's just like throwing money away. You know, if you're going to throw money away, just write me a check and That way it won't drop on the ground. It'll go directly to me, and I will make sure it goes to good use. But that's not what you're in a show for. That's not why you exhibit in a live event. You want that to pay off for you. You want it to be profitable for you. The Center for Exhibition Industry Research, CEIR, there was a report they had 79% of leads are not followed up on after a show. Now, this had to do with trade shows. You remember we talked in an episode earlier the difference between a trade show and a consumer show. I don't know if the percentages would be the same for a consumer show, but I do know the importance is still the same, whether it's trade show or consumer show. And it's, interestingly enough, one of the key complaints from attendees regarding exhibitors, the exhibitors didn't follow up with the prospects as promised. How would you feel if you've gone to an event, let's say you've gone to a trade show or a consumer show, and you're interested in whatever that person is selling? You tell them, listen, I'm really, really interested. I want to talk to you about this. But you don't get a phone call from them after the event is over with. How does that make that company look in your eyes? Same thing here. We need to make sure that everybody that works a show follows up with every lead, every one. In fact, as you follow up with all the leads that you get, all the appointments that you get, something I read indicated that you stand an almost 80% chance of beating out your competitors. 80% chance of beating out your competitors. I've got a friend of mine. I've worked with this lady for a number of years. She started off working for an exhibitor. She was the trade show manager, or she managed all the live events that this company participated in. And she started working as a consultant with other companies, helping them to staff their booths and to generate leads, to set appointments, and so on. She's developed it in such a way that she's got it down almost to a science. When she staffs booths for exhibitors, her staff are instructed and trained very well to go after the lead, to go after the appointment. Once they get the appointment or the lead, then she has in her system a call after the event is over with to confirm the appointment, or if it's a lead, to try to set up an appointment from the lead. If it doesn't work, or if they can't get, if her people can't get through to the attendee, it goes back into the hopper and they don't just throw it away. They continue to work it and 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 work it, almost to the point of, don't call me anymore. You know, maybe not to that extreme, but they don't just drop it. They follow up with it continuously. And it works for them. She's able to get a lot of business and generate a lot of business for her clients. Now, here's an idea that I've not seen anyone do in a show, but I think that if people were to do this, it would help them. They would be in that 80% chance of beating out their competitors. And that is, have a postcard that's pre-printed that says something to the effect of, thank you for visiting my booth today. I'll look forward to speaking with you in the future. If you have any questions, call me, whatever, something along that line, and mail that postcard that day, the day that you receive the lead, the day that you got the information from the attendee. If you mail that card on a Saturday, they'll get it on Monday, maybe Tuesday. And everybody else is going to be just phone calling. Well, you still need to phone call them as well, but if you mail that postcard on Saturday and they get it Monday or Tuesday, that's a reinforcement from you as that you care about their business and you're interested in them. That's a freebie. If y'all want to do that, I think that would be very productive for you. You know, here again, we go back to the phone calls after the event's over with. If they've told you that they want to get a phone call, call them. Call them whenever they says, ask you to call. Now, here's something. If the prospect does not buy at that moment, and you've contacted them numerous times, and they've still not set an appointment, or if they've not bought from you, put that name in a list to mail a newsletter or promo for specials in the future. Every couple of months, send them out some kind of a flyer. Send them out a newsletter. Keep your name in front of that prospect all the time. And people are spending big bucks to do this on TV and radio and print, but it costs a lot of money to do that. What's it cost to do a postcard? Well, postage just now, just for regular postage, almost 50 cents. But you do that, and don't do just a small postcard. You send a postcard that's a little bit bigger than the average, the 4x6. You send a bigger one, so you stand it. You use a 50-cent stamp, 48, 49-cent stamp, whatever it is now, and it stands out, and you do that consistently. Plus, you also follow up with a phone call every few months to talk to them. Matter of fact, I've got a I recorded an audio several years ago where I was doing some exhibiting tips for people, and this is what we dealt with in the in this audio. You've got to follow up with them. I said, number one, send you a thank you postcard, like we've already talked about. Number two, don't let the lead go cold, and I'll read what it says here. If they want you to call on Monday, call them on Monday. You invested good money to get qualified leads. Don't let it go to waste and let the leads go cold, or have someone else sell the job before you call them back. Number three, keep them on your list. And like we just talked about that, keep them on your list. Follow up with them consistently. So here's the bonus part that we talked about. I told you at the very beginning what was going to be in this episode. I ran across this the other day online, and it's from replacementcontractoronline.com. And I'll include the link in the show notes on this. The title of the episode is, or the title of the article is Top 10 Most Productive Lead Generators. I found this very, very interesting. It's a great article. It's written by Gary Thill. I don't know anything about Gary Thill, but you can find out more about that, more about him in the show notes at the link if you want to. But it starts off, in this age of social media and digital dominance, you might think that when it comes to leads, the lifeblood for contractors, the web would be king. But you'd be wrong. That's according to the results from the 2015 Remodeling 550, an annual survey of top replacement contractors across the nation. And in this list of 10 things that are most productive lead generators, number one was referrals. And referrals are really good to be able to get those. Everybody loves referrals. The only drawback I see, you can't ramp it up if you need to turn the dial up on your referrals very easy. So it's a very passive form of marketing. We talked about that, passive versus active marketing. Previous customers or repeat customers. Again, that's a passive way of marketing, but that's a good thing. You know, that's a really good, you know, to have a repeat customer call back, say, hey, I need you to do some more work for me. Number three on the list, company website or search engine optimization. And again, this is passive. People find you on the internet, and you're dependent upon them contacting you from finding them on the internet, looking on your webpage. And if your webpage doesn't have a phone number or does not have a way for them to easily contact you, you've just kind of lost out. I've seen a number of websites And I hate to admit this, but our corporate website, we're guilty of this as well. We don't have our phone number at the very top where people can contact us easily. You need to have your phone number at the very top of your web page, every web page, so they can contact you by phone. Not everybody wants to get in touch with us by email, you or me, either one. So it's important that we have the phone number up there. Okay, number four. Of course, this is going to be my favorite. It says events/home shows. Number four on this list. Number four out of 10. And you'll be amazed at what all is behind this. What comes up after number four, events and home shows. This is where you can be active in your marketing. When people attend an event, especially a targeted event like a home and garden show, they come there knowing people are going to try to sell them stuff. They come looking for specific items and services. So you have an opportunity to capture them while they walk through the door, capture their interest, and maybe get a lead from them, maybe get an appointment set up from them. Just think about this. They paid sometimes $10 a piece to get in the door, and most shows you have to pay to park. So these people are paying to become your lead. So they're pretty qualified. All right, number five, word of mouth. Word of mouth is great, but you certainly cannot ramp that up. Number six, television/cable TV. And that's very, very expensive. Number seven, door-to-door canvassing. That's becoming less and less effective, I think, as time goes on. Number eight, internet pay-per-click, like the Google AdWords. That is becoming less and less effective as time goes on. Number nine, and this one surprised me, direct mail. I've seen a bunch of things where direct mail is still very, very effective. But according to this top 10 list, it didn't make it very high up the list. Number 10, this one might shock you, but I wasn't really surprised. Internet referrals from social media, which includes places such as House, Angie's List, and Porch. Now, Porch I've not heard of. But of those three, House and Angie's List are the two big ones I've heard of. So events and home shows, number four on that list. So that's very, very surprising. And here's a little blurb from the middle of this. This guy here, Mike DeMora, general manager at K&B Home Remodelers, not sure what part of the country he's from. He said it's particularly telling that home shows slash events are nearly tied with SEO. Very interesting. Home shows, you have the opportunity to meet your potential client face-to-face. They get to see you. You get to see them. So there you go, the top 10. So here we are. We've talked about follow-up now. Follow-up now. 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 Don't wait. Follow up on that lead. And really, that doesn't matter if it's a lead that you get from a live event like a home and garden show or if that's a lead that comes into your office by way of a phone call or an email. Follow up on that lead now. We covered what complaints attendees had about exhibitors, and it was that they didn't follow up when they requested information. Some ideas to help with follow up and our bonus information, which was the 10 most productive lead generators. Okay, some of the future topics we're going to be talking about, beware of the crabs. I just got that topic this week. So this is going to be a good one. This is a hot one, especially for somebody who's new in the shows, who's not exhibited or marketed their business in live events before. This is a good one to listen to. Principles of live event marketing. It's not rocket science. Effective lead generation in a live event. Beware of the shiny object. Beware of big promises. Confessions of a seasoned exhibitor. And this will be part of our interview series. why home and garden shows. There's power in postcards. Don't sell the job, but sell the appointment. Stack the deck in your favor. Market your business in live events and let prospects know you will be at an event. Well, our next episode should be posted the last week of September. And it's going to be a replay of an interview with Lori Renfro of Trade Show Management. And matter of fact, she is the person I was talking about that provides staffing for other companies in the shows. She does an excellent job. And I've known her for a long time. And when I sat down to interview her, this was several years ago, I was blown away by her approach to it. And I've become an adamant fan of the way that she does this. So as we go along, I'm going to be doing a Facebook page. And once we get on the Facebook, I'll let you know. But once we do, if you would go in there and like us on Facebook, we're also going to be going up on iTunes at some point in the future. I'll let you know about that. And so when we do, if you would go in and like us on iTunes, whatever it is that you do on iTunes to like a podcast. But if you do that, I would greatly appreciate it. So remember, when you're working on your advertising calendar, always consider marketing your business to your prospects at live events. You know, like our home and garden shows. It is your chance to show and sell. Now, you can do that, right? Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I'm Gary Neidert, and you've just experienced the Exhibitor Report podcast.